I mean, it's tough because, I mean, you set a goal out, and this team is to win a Super Bowl, and then you get that close and not accomplish it. I mean, it hurts. But when you really look back at it, I mean, I'm really proud of this team from what we've been through, starting 4-6. I bet nobody outside this locker room believe that we'll be in the NFC Championship. So we got a lot of things to be proud of. But it hurts right now. But when you reflect back on this season, man, this team showed a lot of grit. And they showed the way that we fight, and you can't count us out.
Did it come out that they were just a better team yesterday, or was it just because you guys just had a lot of injuries?
I mean, the injuries caught up with us, but I don't take no credit from the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, that was a really good football team. They were led by a really good quarterback in this league. Matt Ryan and Julio Jones had a really big game. So, I mean, those guys deserved that win, and that was a really good team that we faced.
What did Jordy Nelson show you yesterday? I mean, it was up in the air if this guy was going to play. Guys out there gutting it out with broken ribs.
I mean, it was no surprise. I mean, that's what Jordy does every day, man. He's going to give you all of him no matter what, if it's in the meeting room, weight room, the practice field. So it was no doubt in my mind. If Jordy can walk, I know he's going to go out there and play. And that's why I respect him a lot, just as a player and as a man.
What would you remember most about this football team this season as you move on to the offseason?
I just like the way the – I remember how we started 4-6, but no one ever, like, doubted our team, doubted the process. It brought us closer together, really, and it was a fun ride to just pull those wins together like that, still win the division, and almost had a chance to go to the Super Bowl, so that was special.
Morgan, I know you said there's plenty to be proud of, but two times in the last 3 years, you guys lose in the NFC Championship, so what does this team need to get past this point?
I mean, you just keep playing. I mean, that's why you play this game. I mean, football challenges you in different ways to get better. I mean, nothing is done easily in this league. And that's the fun part about it is that, I mean, you're going to get knocked down sometime, but I think a guy is judged on the way he gets back up. And that's the thing about every guy in this locker room. We're not going to hang our hat on the past. We're just going to find the ways to keep fighting and keep getting better. Oh, yeah, you got to have that confidence. I think just to play this game and be successful in this game, you got to have confidence. And like I said, we can't hang our hats on the things we didn't do well. You just learn from it. And the things that you did good, you keep improving on it. So, I mean, every year we're going to have confidence. I'm personally going to keep my confidence up, and I feel this team is going to have that confidence, and that's what we need.
Morgan, is it be difficult that some of these teammates won't be around here next year because this is a business?
Yeah, that's the toughest part because you build – a bond in the locker room, and I think the NFL is a brotherhood, and you build that brotherhood, and you go through training camp, OTAs. I mean, you hear majority of the day, you spend more time in the locker room than with your own family. So when you see guys departure, I mean, that really hurts, but you wish them the best.